So Father's Day is coming up. I love Father's Day. Even before I was a father, I love Father's Day. Just memories of being on the back deck, cooking up some Father's Day Thai food, everything that comes with it. Now I am a father. I more excuses to get everyone together. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dad wants steak. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than with grilling with your family. From USDA certified tender steaks to burgers and more, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience, guaranteed to secure your spot as dad's favorite. Go ahead and shop at omahasteaks.com and give dad the legendary heartland that he deserves. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with promo code THEOPERATOR at checkout at omahasteaks.com, code THEOPERATOR. Just as convenience of having it delivered, having the meat on hand, it's always fresh, it's always good. I've been a fan of Omaha Steaks for a long, long time, and Omaha Steaks, they now make it easier to deliver an unforgettable gift for the best dad in the world, and obviously that's yours or mine. One of them's the best. And when you shop online and pick up in store, it's never too late to find the perfect gift. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1979, a family-owned company for over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. They also carry mouth-watering burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, dessert, and easy-to-prepare comfort food. This Father's Day, give dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for guaranteed perfect gifts that deliver legendary quality. And for that extra $35 off, use promo code OPERATOR at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code OPERATOR at checkout. Go see the site for details, omahasteaks.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Where we continue to follow the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden now.
Those are just some of the scenes overnight as thousands of Americans gathered in celebration of Osama bin Laden's death.
Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill says he has thought about the mission every day since that May Day in 2011.
From multiple conversations you had with Rob O'Neill over the past year and a half, how'd you get
and you described that his head kind of exploded when you hit him.
I actually hit him 3 times because I shot him twice when he was standing and once on the ground.
That is the fucking American badass right there.
Go, go, go. We are not going for fame and we are not going for bravado. We are going for the single mom who dropped her kids off at elementary school on a Tuesday morning, and then 45 minutes later, she jumped to her death out of a skyscraper.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I'm Rob O'Neill, and this is the Operator Podcast. And here we are, Wednesday, December 13th, 2023, the Operator Podcast. I'm your host, Robert J. O'Neill. I am back with video as well as audio this time because I was up in Butte, Montana last week with my brother, Tommy O, the real Tommy O, in his studio. And had a good time with him. I realized I say the F word a lot more and the word dope a lot more than normal when I'm hanging out with my brother, but that's just fine. Back here, went, did a little traveling. I mentioned before on the Operator Podcast that I'm going to try to travel less, but when you go to Montana, That's not the case. You're going to be traveling. If you fly, there are very few direct flights. I have caught the Newark, New Jersey to Bozeman, but that's seasonal. Allegedly, there's some JetBlue stuff that goes on, usually into Bozeman, Montana. That's the where Montana State University is, and that's in and around where they filmed the show Yellowstone and 1923, is that it? Whatever, something like that. But that's filmed in Butte, Montana. But Bozeman's like the big one for the Yellowstone stuff. That's where allegedly Rip lives and Beth. But Missoula's a good place to fly into. Any of the locals, by the way, will tell you that I'm lying because Montana's not a great place to visit, but it is. it's just it's always been the thing where the out-of-staters come in, and then the two complaints that they have in Montana are that, well, there's a couple complaints, but one is that the property, not necessarily the property value goes up, even though I guess the value of something is what anyone will pay for it, makes the value whatever. It could be worth this, it could be worth that, but if someone wants to pay more, that's just the way capitalism works, and that's how that works. But the property value is up. The prices are higher in Bozeman than they are in Butte, but they're rising in Butte real estate prices, cost of food and whatnot, and that's spreading. There are secret spots in Montana. Oh, the other complaint they have is like it's generally like in Florida, the New Yorkers move there, and in Montana, the Californians move there. And that's fine, except they raise the prices, and then they bring their votes with them. Historically, blue states leave the blue states because of the blue state tactics, the higher tactics and the higher taxes, and the crime rates go up because they are soft on crime, and then they go up there and they vote. They keep voting blue. Allegedly, Montana is turning into a purple state. Florida, God bless them, is still red. But that's their two complaints. But I was able to go up there. I didn't talk a lot of politics. I was actually filming a couple commercials with Black Buffalo. They're just awesome. Got to hang out with the crew. Great camera crew with them. We went up to where Black Buffalo is the tobacco-free dip that I love. Some is nicotine-free, obviously. This is not an ad, but 21 and up, blackbuffalo.com. It sounds like an ad. But we went up there to where it's kind of a where I grew up. The stores where they sell it. Because like a lot of things in life, people are quitting some of their habits. One of them is tobacco. So I went up there, the Big M, Town Pump Food Stores, the scenery, Mile High, Mile Deep, Butte, Montana, which is a historically rich mining town. Historically rich, not currently rich, but it's a great town, great food. And I went out to the Wise River Club. Here's a place you want to check out. My buddy Tim Montana. These are not ads. This is a no bullshit trip that I went on. My buddy Tim Montana, who's... His single Devil You Know, you need to check out. It's crushing it right now. It's an excellent song. I think all his songs are great. I was in his video for the song Hillbilly Rich, which I think is one of the best songs ever written, all the way back to JSB. And I am talking Johann Sebastian Bach, but that's that. He owns the Wise River Club with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. And I was able to go out there and check it out, and it's just awesome. Big stage bar / dining area with, you know, there's a bar obviously, but then the dining area, I had a ribeye out there. Good Lord. It was awesome. And raw horseradish and all the fixins. But then they have on the other side, a no kidding dining area, like a dining room and a place that used to be an ice cream parlor. And they weren't saying whether or not they were going to keep doing that. But they're going to do something else. But a lot of the guys up there were building it upstairs. This is what I thought was awesome. What I would dig out there is there's no cell service, but there's one of those upstairs hotels like you see in Tombstone, where and it's set up like that. So it's like you got your room, and in your room is a bed, and quiet, and maybe Wi-Fi if you need it. And then there's like a community bathroom. It's not, you know, it's not like a. It's not like Coming to America, you know, don't go in an elevator. It's a death trap. You know, don't be pulling that falling down the stairs shit. Your rent's due, motherfucker. It's more of a just a cool, quiet place. Go downstairs, chill out. Go upstairs, your room is quiet. There's not a TV in there. And out back are like, they're building up these. There's cabins there, a river there. And I thought that would be cool, too, the river right there. So you got the Big Hole River's near there. Wise River is there. It could be one of the Outlying Creeks or whatever. But you know that, like, obviously one of the most healthy, energizing thing you can do is an ice bath. You don't need to buy an ice bath. Because, like, just picture that, man. Get out of your hotel room, put on the old flippy floppies or your sandals or your slippers, whatever you wear, and just go sit in the river, you know, up to your neck for a couple minutes and start your day. That's just cool. And the no cell service, I mean, you don't quite realize how awesome I think there's a lot less depression without the social media in your face the whole time. But, you know, I was able to do that. It was awesome. And then eventually get back on my phone, back on X, back on Instagram, at Mchooyah, Mchooyah. And, of course, I checked out at The Operator Podcast. But it's always very cool to get up home. Pork chop sandwiches, a couple of those. Pasties, not pasties. Check out what a Butte pasty is, Joe's Pasty Shop. These are not ads, but if you get a chance to go to the Wise River Club, it's just cool. And I wanted to bounce this off of you because it's the Operator Podcast, meaning whatever you're doing in life is operating. What I do now, I'm not sure what the hell that is. I operate. But I want to tell you my points of view as a former operator and a current operator, whatever, and get your opinion again in the comments. I do read Twitter/X less because it's just mean. And Instagram's been nicer. So I will get to those and I will respond sometimes if I can. But I usually try to read all of the posts. But I want to find out what you would think of a place like that. It's just really cool to get up there. Because you got to, the point I was making about the airports is you need to fly into Missoula or Bozeman because Butte's only got one airline that flies in there. I forget their name. But that's the one that get canceled because Butte's airport's a little higher and it's a deep dive. I'm not talking about a study session. I'm talking about flying over the highlands, over the snow-capped peaks and down into old Burt Mooney Airport. I'd go into Bozeman. A lot more options there. And it's not going to cancel is what I'm getting at. God forbid anything else, but it's not going to cancel. Or Missoula because that place is expanding too. University of Montana's in Missoula. By the way, make sure you watch the playoffs this Saturday. University of Montana Grizzlies are in the semifinals, the FCS series, where they have no kidding college football, where you have to win in the playoffs, not just be undefeated yet not popular enough to make the top four, right, Florida State? Yeah, that's so crazy. I know they're expanding, but man, you imagine, I'm just jumping all over the place, but imagine being Florida State, going undefeated, doing everything right, and like, yeah, by the way, nah, see you next year. Beat it. Try to win every game next year. Hey, you, the rest of you seniors, shove it. But Missoula's getting bigger. That's University of Montana. You're flying out of there, but then you got to drive, depending on where you go. You drive either southeast or you drive west. Find the rivers. Not Three Forks, but that's beautiful. Just more expensive. But the Wise River Club, look them up too on Instagram. You get a better idea of the people out there. They're awesome. Kyle Reif is out there, who is a master guitar player, but also a master at chill. That's what it's like talking to him, and it's perfect. He's out there. He cooks, he cleans, he does wings, he plays guitar, he takes naps. Wise River Club, though. That's my. I got some free swag out there. That's what I'm rocking and rolling right now. So, Montana's awesome. Had a great time. Went out to Cape Cod. We had a baby shower. By we, I mean Jessica did. I was there, obviously showing support. But that's fun. Saw a lot of her friends and family, my family, and never a dull moment with the women from the greater Boston area. Lots of fun, lots of laughs, great people. Someone got a cake. Amy got the cake. And it, you know, like you bring leftovers back, like especially if there's, like, not in my case, but in Jessica's case, if the shower or the whatever is in your honor and you take some leftovers, you take the whatever. I took the cake, like the rest of it. I didn't say, hey, let me get a slice of this so I can bring it home. You get your slice. I'm putting the rest in like a backpack. So we did that Cape Cod and hanging out now. So we're at Wednesday. Looking forward to what we're going to do today. We'll talk politics. We'll talk finances. We'll talk current events. I'm by no means a master at any of those things, but lots going on. We got the Ukraine. We can talk about the money we're shitting to them. We got the stuff going on in Israel, the fundraisers for Palestinians, where that actually goes and how naive people shouldn't be doing that. But, you know, with the whole Hamas thing, and unless you've been living in a cave or a Hamas tunnel, you are also aware that we are on the verge of a full-blown war. World War III, it could be. So we're looking at that. Plus, Biden's policies have left us with financial problems we haven't seen in half a century. Inflation is killing our savings, and we're looking at two possible interest rate hikes that have professionals like Warren Buffett and Jeremy Grantham, who predicted three major crashes. They got them worried. This means your savings and retirement are in serious trouble. Do not risk it. Precious metals. Secure your retirement with Allegiance Gold. Whether you prefer physical gold and silver or simply want to protect your IRA or 401k, you can trust these professionals. They are professionals and experts at Allegiance Gold. They've earned the highest trust ratings in the precious metals industry, and their relationships are based on integrity, expertise, and impeccable service. Just this year, central banks bought over 800 tons of gold, with China leading the way. That's crazy. This is not an accident. Don't put it off any longer. Here's the website you need to check out to protect your IRA or 401k. Protectwiththeoperator.com. So that website is protectwiththeoperator.com. Or give them a call today at 844-790-9191. You can get up to $5,000 in free silver with your qualifying purchase. 844-790-9191. Protect your future now with Allegiance Gold. That cool website is protectwiththeoperator.com, protectwiththeoperator.com, or call them, 844-790-9191. But I was able to get some travel in a couple different states, but back in studio, where I'm probably going to buy another one, get a bigger studio, to have it more in-person, maybe 2024, have some in-person interviews. Figure out how to set that studio up. It should be good. I got some Christmas shopping done. You know, one gift that I got one time was a bread maker as a joke. Someone gave me a gift that kind of like Frank the Tank in the movie Old School, where he re-gifted a bread maker, and it was Will Ferrell. He's like, "Oh, I think I got this for you. What, this model? No, this exact one. I hope, do you like it?" And I love it. But I got a bread maker once, and that's one of those things that it's when in a fix, fire and forget, put in some ingredients, and you know, 2 hours later you have banana bread, because it needs everything. Not does it need anything from you, it needs the bread for you, makes the dough, and then it rises and it cooks it all at once. So it's pretty cool. I got that gift, and it just keeps on going and going. It gets better with age the more I learn to use it. And speaking of getting better with age and gifts that you can buy, I've mentioned before American Giant. Have you checked them out yet? Their iconic full zip hoodie lasts for decades. American made. I love my hoodie from American Giant. Plus, they have fleece jackets, classic T-shirts, super soft sweats, and more. They're all made in the USA. You can tell by the high quality. Everything's like that. They have a feel. It's unbelievable. Hard to believe. It's like a weighted blanket slash hug right around your body. And this holiday season, you can get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, and make sure that you use code THE OPERATOR, American-Giant.com, code THE OPERATOR, 20% off. Like I mentioned with me, I just love the health. That you can tell it's just quality made, it's durable, and it's mine just gets softer and softer. What's nice about this is you can get everything there on the website. Anybody on your nice list, you can find whatever they need. Even your naughty list, if you're going to get something for somebody. Like, you know anyone that needs a new hoodie, comfy sweats, classic tee, that full zip hoodie you can't lose. Like I mentioned, the sweats. The first yarn-dyed flannel made in the USA in decades. How cool is a flannel made in the USA? It's right there. Quality without question, made in America. Every American Giant piece is designed to last. No exceptions. So be a gift-giving giant. Get long-lasting wardrobe staples at, that website is American-Giant.com. Make sure you use code THEOPERATOR. 20% off your first order when you use code THEOPERATOR at American-Giant.com. Code THEOPERATOR. But as I have mentioned, no expertise per se, but a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions, and a
a couple 100,000 social media followers, which we would love to increase because I need more people to tell me what I should and shouldn't be saying. That'd be great. But on the social media part, I did send out a tweet yesterday because the president of Ukraine is on a look at me, remember me, poor me, jealous wife type world tour, Argentina, meeting the new dude there, and then coming up here, obviously, Halls of Congress. Not necessarily hat in hand, because I don't think he could find a hat to match a sweatsuit when he's meeting with lawmakers, if you will call them that, in this country. And, you know, getting up there with President Joe Biden asking for more money. I'm going to read the tweet, so just bear with me. Feel free to talk amongst yourselves as I'm pulling up my Twitter here on my cellular telephone. I tweeted yesterday, defending democracy, because they're always saying, you ever notice they always say, because we're defending democracy. Meh. All right, what does that mean? I put out, defending democracy is not done by sending your tax dollars to a non-NATO country that eliminated elections. Lovely yachts and jewelry, by the way. Ukraine is not a NATO country. NATO was formed in order for the West to defend Europe against Russia after World War II. I think I just said that. Ukraine's not part of NATO. So they're not part of the alliance or the agreement. They're just there. And it's apparently 77 years after we helped to liberate Europe, for some reason it's still the United States' responsibility to defend a non-NATO country. I mean, why? Yeah, I mean, look, yes, it's horrible that people are dying. And if you've noticed, people die in every single war, except for the people that are causing the wars. They're not sending their family members to fight either. There are people dying. It sucks. And Ukraine's getting blown up, and that sucks. I haven't been there in a while, so I don't know the horrors on the ground, but most people don't, because there's not a lot of press over there anymore. Same with Gaza. They're getting their head counts from the UN, which is anti-Israel. And I don't know if you've been a lot of places, especially overseas, but they lie a little bit to get their way, because they know if a big dum-dum like us will just throw money at them, they'll just lie to us. It's like the whole thing if Russia takes Ukraine, then they're going to take Belarus. Like, well, that sucks for Belarus. It's not my problem, not your problem. That if NATO wants to step in and stop them from taking Belarus, which they already own, Moldova, okay. Whatever. It's not the United States' deal. Certainly not your taxpayers' money to go over there, especially when Volodymyr Zelensky, or as I like to call him, Bernie Madoff Jr., the Ponzi scheme called Ukraine. Send your money. Where does it go? I don't know. But we sent him $112 billion. I think we just rogered up $60 billion more. They're going to ask for $100 billion more next year. For what? To defend democracy. They can't define it. It's called mission creep. Have you ever heard of that? We did it in Afghanistan. Well, we're going to crush Al-Qaeda. Okay, we did. Now what? Well, now we're going to crush the Taliban. Okay, did that. Now what? Now we're going to nation build. Okay, doing that, not working. Now what? We're going to kill Bin Laden. Now we did that. Now what? Now we're going to do it now. And then, oh, let's get out. What the fuck are you? She felt a little aneurysm there. Sorry about that. But yeah, I mean, it's almost like we're sending him money for the sake of sending him money, to keep sending him money. And get a load of this thing. So our President Biden was up there with President Zelensky, and they were saying, you know, defend democracy. And also we need to help secure their borders. You ever seen our borders? See what's going on there? What, 67,000 known gotaways coming over, 5,000 a day at the last count. That's a lot of people. You know, a lot of people who are coming in into this country through our open southern border. A lot of Chinese military fighting age men. I wonder why they'd be coming in. To build a better life, possibly. Enhance democracy, possibly. To be part of sleeper cells that want to help attack the infrastructure of this country for World War III, possibly. That's kind of scary, isn't it? They're coming in. We're not securing our borders, are we? You notice, too, that you'll see was it 170 countries? I got to look that up. It's 100-plus countries
fighting age males coming to this country through the border. And they're like a lot of dudes from Senegal. I keep mentioning Senegal. I hear about them and they split off. They splinter off when they get here. And a lot of different people come to from certain parts of the world to certain areas, which tell you can find out which cartel is sending, is recruiting and working where based on where they send them, because it's cartels own certain parts of our border. We certainly do not. So you'll get the, you know, the Senegalese people here, and we'll get a lot of the Chinese over here and a lot of this over there, because they're paying the cartels to come here. Someone's getting them here. These dudes from Africa aren't swimming across the Atlantic and then, you know, rolling up into Costa Rica, might have the right side, and then walking up. That's not happening. The cartels are bringing them here because they're paying them and they're coming across. And these dudes are not coming across to seek asylum. They're not coming here to avoid war. They're coming from a really shitty place, granted. And they're coming to a place they've only seen on TV, granted. But then they get here, and it's, oh, wow, this is a real place. Look at that. No law enforcement. Look at that. Gun-free zones. Oh, wow, I could take free stuff and not worry about it. I can murder people. That's coming. And then, all you know, you got the sleeper cells. You got Iran coming in. But let's defend democracy in Ukraine. I mean, people are literally dipping into their savings to pay for Christmas because inflation's up so much. I think I was mentioning last week how it's $11,000 more expensive for the necessities to live in a year, which means due to taxes, you got to get a $20,000 a year raise, which I doubt you're getting. But they're up there talking about defend democracy. No one even knows what that means. Seriously. And okay, so, you know, I mean, and they're like, well, what if Russia takes Poland? Well, that ain't happening. And I'm here to tell you that, because Poland is a NATO ally. And Poland, unlike a lot of them, oh, they'll fight and they'll win. They have borders. They're not going to mess around with that. Poland's Poland, man. And they've seen the Russians before. And it's going to go better for Poland this time. If it comes to that, that's not going to come to that. Stop scaring us with that shit. And hey, Germany, pay your fair share. How about, if you're speaking of fair shares, how about Germany? And all the shit, you want to defend Ukraine, all the open border, the people screaming for Sharia law everywhere. Hell, tell them to go fight in Ukraine. You win, you get what you win. Isn't that great? And then you get... I mean, you can tell, other than being senile, you can tell when President Biden talks that he's been in office for so long, it seems like he's lost the ability of numbers. I mean, did you see him doing his tour about, well, there's a building decorating, rah, rah, and then you hear all the union guys out there clapping because their union boss tells them to clap for him because jobs, 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 even though they're really not working out well for the middle class. Another story. But he just keeps out. Now, the time was 200 trillion, billion, bazillion, trillion, bazillion, trillion. You heard him saying that all week? And people are cheering? I wish that I was able, and I would be respectful, believe it or not. I've met Joe Biden. I would be respectful. I wish I could have a day in that press pool when you're sitting there. And I could, if I would get called on, and I could say, if you get up there, a trillion, billion, trillion. And my question would be, Mr. President, the shit are you talking about? But, you know, I do try to be respectful. I go on a rant once in a while. I do have fun with it most of the time. I mean, a lot of it's not changing. 77 years, man, World War II. Wars and fear ever since. Big government. Always doing stuff. Always spending your money. They don't make anything in D.C. Nothing is produced there, but they got really nice buildings. It's almost depressing to know that. Going to D.C., which is a fabulous town, and I do love going to the Capitol. I do love going to the monuments. I love seeing all the history. It's cool, and I want to go do more like the museums and stuff too. The food's outstanding. I mean, let's get politics out of this. D.C. is a prime example of the beauty that diversity can be as far as food. Like, if you like to eat, man, there's so many cool restaurants there that. It's just awesome. But then you sit back, you get a nice skyline. In the springtime and those flowers that bloom and all that shit and running through the monuments. It's just really cool to see D.C. But then if you just think how those buildings all got made and who works in them and just the D.C. Like the way that D.C.'s run too is like let's say we go into a planning room and there's a table. Yeah, and like the president usually he'll sit in the middle of the end. And we know what's cool about that too. I've been in a couple different places, like the Situation Room and other shit in the Oval Office. But when there's a meeting, like the president's seat is like a little bit higher. I think that's pretty cool.
They've all got their own M&Ms with the presidential seal on them. I think I still have a bunch of those. It's really cool stuff. But like, there's a table, and then the people sitting at the table are like the principals, and they can talk, and then there's people that stand behind them, and they're not allowed to say anything. And the way that it works is I always talk about the unelected bureaucrats that run the three-letter agencies who act, and they're not lawmakers, and they're the ones making the laws. And there's yet another group who you don't even see, and they are in the room sometimes. And the way that they are able to work is like the other people, because believe it or not, sometimes when there's Republicans in office, there are some Democrats in the room. Sometimes when there's Democrats and Republicans in the room, and there can be bickering and whatever. And even you'd be surprised to see when there's an actual meeting with no cameras, the way that people talk to each other. And they're actually, I mean, a lot of these swamp creatures actually do get along, and they go to the cocktail hours at night and all this BS. But then when the cameras are there, they start playing their games and run into their congressional elevators and shit like that, not saying a word and no comment. And you know, the thing that cracks me up is, you know, closed door session, which I get a few, but you're not, we don't work for you. What's a closed door session? Where everything that the president emails should go in the archives, right? Where don't, a lot of emails missing from a lot of people with different names. You know, President John Boehner, Dick Nixon. But the way that it works now is the people pulling the strings. I'm not going to name names because I can't be 100% sure. I'm pretty sure I know how a lot of stuff works. But the when there's chaos, it'll breed. But when those people come in and they're calm, the real donors, the real banks, the people that are major shareholders of certain places, when there's chaos going on, but someone portrays the calm is also very, very contagious. And then all of a sudden everybody looks to you for calm. It's the guy that's respected when a fight's breaking out, sort of. And then people know, well, we probably should listen to him. He's like I was watching a video the other day of the of a couple kids. They're getting ready to throw down a street fight. And an older dude from the same neighborhood, he rolls up and stops him. And is like, hey, you know, and he starts explaining to the two kids, what's going on? And he's like, look at your friends over here just filming you and laughing. You think they have your best interest? What are you two fighting for? And they really couldn't explain it. Like, well, I can tell he's madder than you. What are you so mad about? Well, I heard he said this. And you're just defending yourself. You look like you don't want to fight. So he's the calmness that comes in, and that's what a lot of these behind-the-scenes string pullers are doing, and that's what happens in the that's what happens in some of these backdoor meetings. Because I mean, it is the same names that have been around forever. There are people dying in office because they like to stay there. There are people like Elizabeth Warren. What's her net worth? 70-something billion? No, sorry, million. Sorry, 70-something million. I want to be right about that too, but you know, for a lot of these people with these huge net worth with minimal government salaries, something's going on. And it's like, it's almost to the point where, are we just too lazy to ask? Because it's like, yeah, vote. All right, yeah, vote. Same people behind the curtains, same three-letter agencies, like with mandates. A mandate is not a law, and it's not made by lawmakers. It's made by government agencies, government bureaucrats. The EPA says that, fuck the EPA. Get rid of them. You want to save some money? Get rid of the IRS. You know, I was listening to a damn video the other day when I was driving. Something cool about driving on a nice day down the highway without traffic and just listening to stuff too. And I kept hearing ads. I like talk radio. I dig it. I want to hear what other people are saying. I like to think it's sort of a way of studying. And to me, it doesn't necessarily matter what it is. You know, just try, find out who's saying what, and then, you know, where did they get their info, and then do a little research. Try to get the right information, because, geez, nowadays, who knows who's telling the truth? Who knows what's real? Who knows what we've been fed? But one of the common, it wasn't even any particular company, but they kept talking about how taxes were their passion. And are you tired of the IRS with their thumb on your back and or whatever under their foot or blah, 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 blah. And I was just thinking to myself, and don't get me wrong, some of the best advice I got when I got out of the Navy is pay your taxes. That's like the first thing you need to do. Make sure you pay your taxes.
Good advice. I think taxation is theft, but I also know from experience being in a cell sucks. So pay your taxes. But if they're talking to an audience saying, well, you know, if the IRS has been your problem and you will this, and then, well, if the IRS and you're having a place, I'm starting to think maybe the IRS is the problem. But then all these other things, there was one for a moving company out of New York that's getting sued by the Equal Opportunity, Equal Employment Agency, something like that. And it was called like Meatheads, and it's people to move your furniture and your boxed up movers, right? And I don't know about you, but when I hire movers, I want movers to show up. I need that couch. I need that bed. I need that inversion table moved. And I would like to have some strapping lads that, you know, either are in college or just graduated to help move. It tells me it's a small business run by some, you know, someone that named it Meatheads, that he's outside the box, small business, employing people. Well, a government agency, it's definitely in California because, you know, the People's Republic of California is like that. They're suing them because they worked something for ageism or some shit like that. Like, you didn't hire enough 40-plus-year-olds. Now, I'm 47 and a half. And I can't move beds the way I can still. I mean, I'll help you move, but I'll hire a mover. And I'd much rather it's like, hey, Rob, you're moving. Also, the Montana Grizzlies are here. Oh, cool. You know, but they're suing them for ageism because they're not hiring enough 40-year-olds. However, nobody was denied that. I mean, obviously you hire who you should. Well, maybe, but nobody complained. It's not like there's some 60-year-old dude saying, I should be moving the grandfather clock. There's no discrimination. No, there was no customer that was complaining. I didn't have enough great grandmothers with the piano. But the government decided that's ageism. I mean, if that isn't some total socialist, communist, show me the man, I'll show you the crime bullshit, that's a mandate. That's not a law. You ever heard of a mandate? Sure you have. 2020, remember that shit? So these government agencies are telling you which flower you can't crap on because the damn hummingbird lives there, and then you can't do that because whatever. There's places the Navy can't train because of the frickin' sea otter or whatever. It's like, shut the fuck up. Get a real job. Get rid of some of these government. They're already collecting a government paycheck. Call it welfare. Kick them out of it. Get rid of it. Banish that. But I have lately had a tendency to question where a lot of the money is going and who's doing what. Now, can you imagine the fraud, waste, and abuse and the audits that aren't done? They'll be done on you, by the way. That's why I guess the advice was pay your taxes, get an attorney. And try to do the right thing. Try to. You know what? My advice as an expert, I think, is just keep your sense of humor. None of us are getting out of this alive anyway. But man, some of the BS, and and this is no BS though. You need to stop sending money to big insurance companies too. Speaking of wasting your money, they profit off not paying your bills. Did you know that 84 million claims on Obamacare last year were denied? That's 1 in 5. Claims are going to get rejected. Do you want to take that chance? Health insurance sucks. It's confusing, expensive, and it is frustrating. There is a better way. Welcome to the alternative. Crowd Health was created to get rid of the headaches of health insurance. For $175 for an individual or $575 for a family of four or more, you'll get access to a community of people who are willing to help out in the event of an emergency. You'll also get telemedicine visits, discounted prescriptions, and more. All this without doctors' networks getting in your way. Let CrowdHealth assist you with your healthcare needs. You can get started today for just $99 per month for the first 3 months if you use code THEOPERATOR to get the healthcare you deserve. CrowdHealth is not insurance. Learn more at joincrowdhealth.com. That's joincrowdhealth.com. Health.com, use code THEOPERATOR. But chaos, potential chaos, and you know, that is something that the potential of fear is usually there. We have been at wars too, but the chaos is the new thing, which I personally think could be real. EMPs, there's a new movie, the Obamas, President Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama, helped with Leave the World Behind, and I haven't seen it. I'm gonna watch it. I have been watching the chatter on social media. Obviously, the right hates it because they know what's going to happen. The left loves it because Obama's involved in rights being whatever. This time, I think the right's saying they're being racist, and the left is saying, no, it's not racist. It's just proving that. I don't know. I mean, whatever marketing it is, it's kind of like when there's a fight and they promote the hell out of it. And you just, like, even the, like, UFC, man, the way that they, even if you don't know either of the fighters, if it's two dudes or two women, and the way they promote it, that, like, 3 minutes before the fight, like, okay, I got the guy I want to win this fight. This is cool, the promotion. So the promoters, the promotion for this movie, Leave the World Behind, looks pretty cool, man. There's some good actors in it, but it's about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, which I personally think, you know, be ready for that. Want to watch the movie, but can you handle the truth? You can't handle the truth. The truth is, the clowns running this joint live for the chaos that we're talking about. Many of our problems could be solved overnight, but they let them be because this destruction fuels them. If you can handle the truth, you need to visit my cool website, preparewithrob.com. You'll get $60 off a much-needed four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. And this is stuff you're going to need. If something goes off, things turn off, your food kit is there. The country's largest preparedness company is My Patriot Supply, and it's your fighting chance at survival. Sealed inside rugged packaging, these delicious meals last up to 25 years and provide over 2,000 calories per day. Eat right in emergencies. If we have an emergency, you're going to want this right there in your house. You can do it with a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. At this low price, you can get one for everyone in your family. So that website is preparewithrob.com. My Patriot Supply will take care of you. Order by 3 p.m. for free same-day shipping. Prepare right now. I'm not kidding. Even before you watch the movie at preparewithrob.com. Before total chaos ensues, you will want this. And here's the new thing. Driving around the Northeast. The Northeast is going to get hit with this a lot. Not as quick as the D.C. area, because that's where the a lot of people with their hands out and their huge net worths are, the swamp creatures. Speaking of impeding your freedoms, I noticed a ton of cameras that give you tickets for speeding. That's kind of, I think that's one of those things is bullshit. I think I'm a guy that, like, well, as someone with a few mugshots, I have been caught doing stuff, but I think you got to get caught. That's part of the game. And then, like with TSA, like I don't dig on, I fly quite a bit, and I don't dig on the people that offer up shit for you to search. Like, oh, was I supposed to do that? No, dude, shut up. Put your make them catch you. Talk your way out of it. You got to take a nut cup. Take a nut cup. Get on your flight. But the thing with the speeding tickets, they just see your car, and it really, I don't even know if there's a grace area. But can you, then it'll just be mailed to you. Like, I don't know what it is. I haven't done any research. I just saw it driving. And I wonder what the statute of limitations is if you're doing 56 and a 55, which is bullshit. Because you know how they switch to construction zones fines double. And then there's the game with the cop. Like, or you're, if you, you know, I got a few of those NYPD cards that you can, they, you know, I know a guy that knows a guy or whatever. You should be able, if you talk your way out, you know, if you use the whole be good to the cop, he's good. This isn't even a cop. This is a robot. And you just get it in the mail. And who's, you know what sucks? Who put that in? Democrats, Biden administration. Why? Well, the same bullshit that George Bush used with the Patriot Act. Your safety. So we can spy on you. So we can get the I've heard some crazy stories doing the limited research that I did. I didn't do as much research on this one because I'll take a myriad of gorgeously typed notes in Times New Roman font, but I didn't really this time because I never follow it. But something like there was one camera somewhere in not quite New England, but nearby, like Iowa or something like that. Or Ohio, sorry. Sorry about that, Iowa. Somewhere like that made $4 million in a year, this camera. You know how many tickets that's got to be? I don't know how much the tickets are. But if you think about the people who were driving,
It's not the politicians that signed it for your safety. It's dudes driving places, women driving places. It's not the people flying over in their jets. No, it's a new tax for your safety, though. I doubt. Let's look this up. If you could look that up for me and just message me, DM me, or whatever the hell, at the Operator Podcast. And just how much are they? And you're paying them. It's just another tax with the guise of your safety. Do you use the fear? Find out how many accidents is actually saving. What is the difference in speed? And where does this end? Because AI is coming too, and they're re-showing videos of plagiarism, and that their college university president's plagiarism. Now there's AI. We don't even know who's writing what. But where does this stuff end? Because they got the robots on camera that are sending you tickets in the mail you didn't even know you were getting until you have that bill that you have. What about the interest on the bill that you didn't know you had? How much more money are you funding these politicians? How much more money can they raise so they can pay their bills because they can't pay their bills because they're paying Ukraine? At what point do they have RoboCop? Do we have that in the military? Now, who gives that robot authorization to kill, lethal force? I don't know. It's coming, isn't it? I hope not. But the robo tickets, that's bullshit. I mean, I'm amazed as it is watching people drive, including myself. There aren't more accidents. If you think about the shit we pull, because think about people walking and how we bump into stuff, or people looking at their phones and tripping into fountains. It's crazy enough that we're doing this, but now all of a sudden, imagine someone that's down there has got to text the BRB to someone, and then they look up, there's a camera, and they jam their brakes, and someone from behind. I think it's more of a hindrance. It's definitely more of a hit on your wallet. Again, middle class. Thanks, Democrats. You're paying that tax. So that's that. I noticed that. That was awesome. The other didn't notice this, but we are opening a brewery in Norfolk, Virginia, where there's big Navy base there, right near Little Creek. Lots of SEAL teams, the East Coast SEAL teams are there, near Oceana Master Jet Base. A lot of military there, a lot of cool guy pilots. In that area, we're opening Armed Forces Brewing Company down there. I made a headline. I wasn't involved in it, but I did make some headlines. Because there was, I mentioned earlier, but it's such a diverse community because you've got the different, you've got Marines there, you've got some Army there, you've got a ton of Navy there, you got sailors and airmen, and there's the different types of people in the military, like the Airedales wear the brown shoes with the khakis and all that, the uniform. I'm sorry, I didn't even look that up. I know they wear brown shoes or something. And then you got the Black Shoe Navy, and you got the SEALs there, and then you got the pilots, and then all the air crew and whatnot. And I apologize to everyone for screwing it up because I was thinking this story. And if I mention this, please forgive me, but there's a bar in Virginia Beach called Hot Tuna. And my first time at Hot Tuna was in probably the spring of 1997, right after I checked into SEAL Team 2, and some of the older guys brought me to Hot Tuna on a Wednesday night. And that's the night it was at the time to go to Hot Tuna. And it's this cool bar, and it's called Hot Tuna because it's a restaurant, great food, seafood, drinks, bunch of people hanging out, not a lot of ruckus, a whole lot of conversation going on, lots of pilots, lots of SEALs. And I remember one time listening to one of my buddies, I think it was Charlie, and it's actually ironic, it was Charlie Herman. Great dude, glorious smile, and he was talking with a pilot, and I think at the time, here's how old we are, an F-14 pilot, and I heard him bullshitting at Hot Tuna, having a few cocktails or whatever, and they were talking about who had the better job in the Navy, jet pilot, Navy SEAL, and Charlie was trying to win. Here's why his name is funny, because he said, look, we both know you don't have any Tom Cruise or Val Kilmers flying in the Navy. We, as Navy SEALs, have plenty of Charlie Sheens. Looking right at you, Big Daddy. But yeah, that's the atmosphere there. A lot of different places, the naval bases, amphibious bases, damn next there, the annex,
allegedly Naval Special Warfare Development Group is out there. So we started Armed Forces Brewing Company, which is, we have some cool stuff as far as different branches of service, special hops, play on words there, ground pounder. Preamble's the big one. It's very patriotic. We're working on some other things I'm not going to get into. But we're opening a brewery there in Norfolk, near the naval base, not near the SEAL teams per se. But, you know, you want to get some Navy guys in there. And everyone's welcome. I don't know if you ever hung out with me. You're welcome. Come over here, whatever. But I had a couple things on the social media again. One of them was I didn't like, you might remember about a year ago when they were using drag queens, a drag queen, a yeoman second class drag queen on a ship as the digital ambassador for the Navy. And my view on that is I've even said if you're at a ship underway and a drag show helps morale and the chief's mess agree and you get, you know, the boss and the CEO to okay it, have fun, man. Go do it. I don't really care. Just enjoy you. Like I said, at an Armed Forces Brewing Company too. Come in, man. Have everyone's welcome. What I mentioned, I mentioned that I said something along the lines of I don't want to work with pedophiles. And I thought that's a decent stance. You know, it seems to me like that's pretty logic, but we're in a time where down is up and up is down. So a lot of people in the loud part of the community, of the LGB community, not you know, gay couples themselves, but like the paid antagonists, the people that scream and yell, they were obviously calling me. I was saying something about the gay community. That's bullshit. You know, I don't care if there's drag shows at the brewery. I don't care. I just don't want pedophiles hanging out with kids. That's kind of what I was getting at. Thought it was fair. And I also said that that I didn't want a brand ambassador to be out there as the spokesperson for our military simply because China's watching, if that makes sense. What I said, a couple of different tweets. I don't want a yeoman second class. Anyway, you know what? I don't really want a yeoman second class leading anything. I love yeoman, and you know who I'm talking about, Seti. Completely. I have actually my service record right here. Thank you. Nailed it for me all the time. Love you. But as someone that's, you know, forward defense, alliance solidarity, and deterrence, China's not going to be afraid of a drag show. As fun as it might be, they're not going to be afraid of it. We need the big carriers, the fast jets, the Marine Corps, and the missiles. So I said stuff like, anyway, all of a sudden, the spin around there with the LGB community was that I'm transphobic or whatever. And again, it's, you know, and I hate when they say phobic about it. I'm not afraid of you. Say some of the shit's not for me, whatever. But then, there was a meeting at the city council in Norfolk, and just they were raising hell. Like there were articles about me, just shit that happened recently, you know, before the Mexico treatment that I went through, where, you know, I had some issues in Texas. I still can't tell you the story yet because I can't tell you the story yet, but mugshots are out. And so they're saying all this, obviously the usual stuff, racist, homophobe, Islamophobe, the phobes, all this shit I was just saying a second ago. And that kind of bothers me too, because if you keep labeling people over and over, eventually the people are going to get tired. The normal people who aren't yelling are going to get sick of it, and it loses. It's the boy who cried wolf type thing. Like if you call everyone a racist, what about the real racists? You know, then you're just diluting that. But that was it. And that, so that someone from the AP ran a story. So I haven't been in Norfolk in a long, long time. I'm not in the day-to-day operations of Armed Forces Brewing Company, but I'm involved. I've done commercials with them. I think they're awesome. I love the CEO, Alan Beal. I'll probably get him on next week and we'll talk about what happened. But they're just talking about how me and some other veterans involved, they didn't mention Brian Knobloch. He's involved. They mentioned McBee went down today. McTeams, he's awesome. And they were kind of rude to us because of some social media stuff that we had said, and they just labeled everything. And then they're screaming and yelling about whatever, and the city council vote and how we don't belong here in this inclusive community. And they didn't take, they're not even taking the time to realize, well, you are welcome. Here's my thoughts. And it's weird to me to be in a place where people I don't even know are not even talking to me. They're just talking about me. And then it makes a couple headlines. And then I mentioned on Twitter also that they say that, we reached out to Rob for comment, but he didn't respond. Well, obviously you don't listen to the Operator Podcast, because if you go into the comments at the Operator Podcast, there I am, or look up at Mikuya on Twitter, there I am. I'm less likely to read the Twitter comments again because they're mean. I don't know did I mention this today, but the one that cracked me up was I was giving a I did a video, but I'm on Cameo. That's another story. How about that? Just because I'm having so much fun with the books I'm signing, The Operator and The Way Forward. I sign those, and the rule is I'll sign anything you think of within reason, you know. But I've had some funny shit come in. I was like, you know, we should do cameos because the gloves might just be off. Plus, it doesn't take as long to, you know, it takes a while to write out some of this crazy, crazy stuff that some of you come up with. Very creative. I'm actually impressed with a lot of people. I thought a cameo would be cool. We're trying that holiday season. You know, I'm there. It's on my link in bio. But that's there. What was I saying? I was saying that I made the video for Cameo. And on my video, when I'm outside, somebody responded. There was a thing that came up that said, this is from an account that you have muted, which cracks me up too, because people don't even, I don't block you. I mute you and your 7 followers so that you can scream and yell all you want. And the only person hears you is mom upstairs because she lets you live in her house because you're a winner. But some dude said, because I'm like giving a video, checking six. And this dude goes, what are you looking around for, moron? And I was thinking, well, you ever seen the video of the dudes that are looking at their phone while they're filling up their gas tank and they get carjacked because they're not paying attention? That's what I'm looking for. You ain't going to get me doing that shit. Did you see the video of the people? I watched a funny video I watched a tragic video last night on Fox News. They were saying that there's a group, I guess, up in Seattle that's driving around and running over pedestrians, and that's tragic. But you not looking around is assuming someone's going to be nice to you. You're assuming the wolf's not coming for you. Look around. There's nothing wrong with looking around. There's nothing wrong with not staring at your phone. Situational awareness. That's what. Anyway, for the guys listening to me call me a moron, that's what I was doing. I was looking around. So that's that. But that Twitter's fun. I'm going to get Alan Beal on now that we talk about it next week. But the thing that cracked me up is, didn't crack me up, but there's a guy. I'm not gonna call him out, but there's a kick-ass reporter. He's been there for a while. He's not one of the hosts. He's an actual reporter. Does some stuff, does his piece, and then he speaks. But what they were saying was hit that bitch, and he didn't want to say that, so he said. So what they were saying was hit that B rhymes with itch, and I was like, you just sort of said bitch on Fox News, so that was cool. But they did have the vote last night, City Council. The loudmouths were running around yelling and screaming, and that's what they do, man. People just yell and they scream. And if you've noticed, when you apologize, they just get louder and louder and louder. When there's a sense of weakness, there is no respect. That's when the bullies show up. And they're just, a lot of these people, you shouldn't apologize to them anyway. You don't need to change your view just because they're loud. Here's the thing. I just like to tell, I'll tell you the truth. Or sorry, not even necessarily the truth. I'll tell you what I think. And then you can retort, because if you hold on to the truth, you will have a conversation. If you're lying, maybe you're screaming. If you're lying, maybe you're that big blue-haired 120-pound baby. Just got to scream. Man, there's some weird shit out there. But I'm not apologizing for anything I say. If you need to know my stance, here it is. I don't think that it should be your sex based on how we perceive our strength as a nation. Sex has nothing to do with it. I don't give a shit what you're doing. You know, keep it behind closed doors. I don't care. But we don't need to promote that as the you know, I get they're trying to
get a younger crowd. I don't know. I don't know. I talked to some high school students in Butte, Montana last week, and it was awesome. I'm encouraged by the sort of by the way they're thinking, but there's a lot of de-indoctrinating to do. But people, I think people are seeing that. But so one, your stance should be that, and the military should be to kick your ass when we need to, a deterrent. If when the comm guy we mentioned earlier comes in the room, you shut the hell up. When our president comes in the room, he has the seat in the middle. He knows what he's taught. He knows what he's talking about, so we got to get back to that. There's certain places where sexuality doesn't belong. I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to apologize. And at Armed Forces Brewing Company, when we open in Norfolk, because we did win the vote 7-1 last night, everyone's welcome. Let's have a blast. So that's what we're saying. So, you know, check your six, keep your head on a swivel. Don't get hit by a biatch, and you're never out of the fight.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.